All right, it is 10:28 p.m. on March 13th, Wednesday, 2024, and this is Basketball This Week Done Quickly. All right, pretty slow week. So, at least as far as, like, stop me if you've heard this one. So, as far as news, but pretty all right as far as game quality. There were some pretty good games. We had the Denver Celtics matchup that should be the finals preview if the two best teams end up playing each other. And it delivered. We also had the Celtics Suns matchup, and it didn't quite deliver as much. But it was an interesting week for that sort of thing. But not a lot of news. The biggest news in the NBA is the Clippers are moving their G League team to San Diego. I think it's a really good thing. I think a thing that people don't know is that although the San Diego teams had a bigger fan base than people realized, and I worked in Yuma for a while. I drove 4 hours from Tucson to Yuma, you know, two or three times a month, one way. And I did spend a lot of time down there. I usually spent the night there because it became pretty ridiculous to head all the way down there and then head all the way back. It was quite exhausting. So, but anyway, I knew a lot of people in Yuma because of that fact, and they were all big Padres fans and really, really big Chargers fans. They absolutely loved the Chargers. So I'm kind of hoping that with the Clippers moving to San Diego, we could, or the Clippers G League team moving to San Diego, that they could get that kind of similar following, because you can get to San Diego from Yuma in like 5 hours, 6 hours. It's not even that. It's probably like 3 hours, maybe four. I've done it several times, but I've never timed it, so I don't quite remember, but it's a pretty easy drive, all things considered. So I like them. It's easier to drive there than it is to Phoenix if you're in Yuma. Although, just barely. Just barely. It depends on the traffic, of course. So yeah, but I think that's I think it's a good move. It's expanding the footprint of the NBA. But the biggest news in basketball as a whole, of course, the past couple of weeks was Caitlin Clark breaking the NCAA scoring record. Made it look easy. Continues to score. She actually had a pretty bad game the other night, but still, she still got it done. So you know, she is the biggest young star in basketball today, other than Wimby, maybe, or like it's her one, and then Wimby like two. So that's probably the reality of how it is. So good to see her do that. But also the LSU SC championship game. They had a massive brawl in the game, and it's just one of those things. If you think these women aren't competing, if you think only the guys compete, I challenge you to go watch this, because it was hot all game, just as hot as any men game would be, and like these teams just absolutely hate each other, and it blew up at the end, and it was quite a thing to see, including somebody running in from the stands and getting carted off in handcuffs. So wild shit, man, wild shit. It was pretty fun. SC continues to own LSU, so that's always entertaining. I appreciate Angel Reese, so I'm a big Angel Reese fan. So, you know, I'm looking forward to seeing them hopefully match up again at some point in the NCAA tournament, which is not that far away, less than 2 weeks. We'll probably have an episode out about that in a few days, maybe, but that's another story. All right. Features. Team of the week has to go to Nuggets. It's not quite like the Celtics where you give it to just give it to the Nuggets every week. Nuggets have had a few down weeks here and there, but the Nuggets have had a very good basketball week. And they just look dominant out there. Just make it look easy. Even their loss to the Suns it took a pretty big run from them to make that a game. They were getting blown out, and the Suns just completely collapsed in the fourth quarter. And the Nuggets just have so many of these fourth quarter runs. Somehow, if you look at clutch stats, this is why you can't take clutch stats seriously, right? Like the Lakers, you know, 10 seed Lakers or 9 seed Lakers, they are leading the league in clutch offense this year. But like, to what purpose? To what purpose? They make a lot of games. They make a lot of games that are blowouts look better. You know, it's not quite that bad. But the Nuggets make a lot of games that are close L's for them and the W's for them. And whatever the stats are, you know, the Nuggets are they are getting it done in a clutch to a very efficient and high level. Embarrassment of the week is more kind of like a referendum on a season this time, because I'm not going to give it to the Raptors again, even though they are. It probably should rightly go to them. But I think this time I'm going to go ahead and toss it over to a team that hasn't got it when it's the Hawks somehow. They've had a very embarrassing year, and yet it's not been talked about a ton. Like, they have one of the highest payrolls in the league. They've made all these trades. They have two players who at least usually are all-stars in Trey and Murray. Good young core off the bench, and they just lose. They just lose a lot, and it's rough. Their games are really bad and really hard to watch, like very, very low in the watchability scale, and they don't win them, so like, what's the point? What's the point of even tuning into a Hawks game? Pretty pointless. They're not a serious basketball team, and it's been that way this whole year. Like, they were 500 for the week, so it's not like, you know, they were terrible this week, but they've had a very embarrassing season, so I'll toss it their way. All right, not in basketball. All right, it's the TikTok ban that is on my mind. Oh my god, these people are so old. They're so old and so stupid. It's it sucks, like, when you have to depend on Donald Trump somehow killing the TikTok ban. It's that sucks when that's what you have to depend on. That's really shitty, yo. Like, him pulling support from it causing the bill to fail. That's bad, y'all. It's just such a stupid thing. It's so xenophobic. There's no reason to ban TikTok. It's not stealing user data any more than Facebook is. Facebook steals a lot more data. X steals quite a lot of data. There's no like good social networking. And of course, Google steals the most. they have a phone that and a very porous privacy policy that, if you ever read, if you have an Android phone, you're giving a lot of your data. You're not selling, you're giving a lot of your data to Google. And of course, like, Apple at least uses a lot of data on their phones. They don't have an ad business the way that other people do, but they're also using a lot of data. So it's wild. It's wild that TikTok is being singled out. And the thing about TikTok is, TikTok is like an app that's truly a mirror. A lot of social media apps like to say that they are mirrors, but you can almost always see the thumb on the scale. Facebook especially. Facebook has it's the thumb on the scale is very heavy. Like Reddit is you can continually see how strongly the thumb is on the scale there, and like what they've tried to shift people away from, how they've tried to shift people away from small communities over there. There's none of that with TikTok. You get exactly what you put out in TikTok. If you like a video, it directly influences the next video you see. Maybe not the next video you see, but the video you see five swipes from there. And if you don't like something, you see a lot less of it. Now, if you search for something, you see a lot of it. So it really comes down to TikTok, what you're liking. I like almost every video I see, and TikTok generally entertains me quite a bit. I also learn a lot on there. There's a lot of good science stuff, a lot of good like anti-racism stuff, a lot of good just slices of life from people you would never know of or never think of. Obviously, you can't take everything on there as gospel. You shouldn't take anything you read on the internet as gospel, but there's a lot of like informative stuff there. And the fact that it could be banned is just—it's quite distressing to me. It's just another element of hell in this hell world. I'm really quite hoping it doesn't happen. Not enough to write my congressman, because he's just gonna do what Joe Biden tells him to do, and I don't want to. I already talked to Kristen Sinema more than I prefer to, so just. You send one email to these people, man. They, anyway, that's it for this one. Stay safe, my beautiful friends, and I will talk to y'all next time.